The question was asked, there are those that attribute the Zohar to someone named Moshe de Leon. We have sources, be it Rav Yosef Karo, that says that the Zohar was by Rashbi. We have late Rishonim, early Achronim. And that certainly makes me wonder why people would say that, because whatever sources we're going to use to analyze the question, we're a half a millennium later than Rav Yosef Karo. Now, Rav Yosef Karo had a great interest in verifying what the truth was, and Rav Yosef Karo also had much more tools at his disposal than we do to verify who wrote the Zohar, correct? So Rav Yosef Karo assumes that. Not only that, he quotes in certain places that he quotes with regards to wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed, that the Sephardi custom used to be that they wore tefillin on Chol HaMoed. In the days of Rabbanan Savorai, which is shortly after the Talmud, they decided based on the Zohar on Shir HaShirim, which says, Zohar on Rosh HaShirim, I'm pretty sure on Shir HaShirim, which says that it's improper to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, that they're changing their custom in the Gaonic period. So it certainly seems to indicate that he held that it was around in the Gaonic period. So I'm saying we have sources from back then. That's what makes it very hard to swallow that we today, a half a millennium later, feel people would say that we have enough sources to question that. It's very hard to swallow. But there are sources. There's a place, it's discussed in the generation of Rav Yaakov Emden and Rav Yonzen Eibschitz. So there we have different references and discussion about when exactly it was written. When we say the Mishnah was written in Rebbe's time, it's clear, the Talmud says in Tractate of Avodah Zarah, that there were additions after Rebbe. Rebbe's grandson appears in Mishnah. The last Mishnayos of Pirkei Avos are later generations, as is the final chapter. Then we say Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, for example. The Medrash Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer has quotes from people who were disciples of Rabbi Eliezer. So it's very clear that Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer evolved. There was a basic Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, and then it expanded. We say the Talmud was written by Amoraim. But there are clearly places that it evolved. We say the Rabban Savoroi added, the Gaonim added. There are places where we say it's lines from Baal Halachos Gedolos. So every time we say there's a work that was written, we mean the prime work was written. But for sure, if you have quotes in the Zohar of rabbis that were after Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, so then obviously there were things that were added to the Zohar in Mishlei. We say there was a Mishlei that was written by Shlomo, and then in the days of Chizkiyahu, they took more Proverbs of Shlomo and added to it. Same thing with Tehillim. Tehillim we have from the days of Adam. Yet Moshe Rabbeinu wrote stuff. Their sons of Korach wrote stuff. We have stuff going down past David HaMelech. We have Psalms that were written by Shlomo. So yes, when we say David HaMelech wrote Psalms, that's in general he compiled Psalms. But the Psalms is really compiled by 10 different people. So whenever we say something was written at this period or by this person, we mean the core of it was written there. That doesn't mean that every word. There definitely were things that were written later when we say about Mishnah, when we say about Talmud. So it's not so scary to say that about parts of Zohar. Would we say that it was that late as Rav Moshe de Leon? I don't think that's likely. That deserves a broader discussion. So I'm just saying you have very strong sources this way. The questions are legitimate questions. I mean, you have Amoraim, you have things that definitely seem like they were written later, and that doesn't bother us because you have that in all the Midrashim. I'm saying when we say Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, how come you have Amoraim in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer? So obviously the rabbis in the days of the Gemara added stuff to the Medrash. You see that there are Amoraim there. There are other answers that are given. But I think this is the one that's most palatable, the easiest one to understand. Saying, again, if the Talmud tells us in Tractate Avot Zorah that there were additions to Mishnah, Rashi in Tractate Baba Metzio, when the Gemara says, Rebbe v'Rabbi Natan Sof Mishnah, the Talmud says, Rebbe and Rabbi Nasan were the final generation of Mishnah. So Rashi says, V'achrem lo sifu el ha-me'at. They were the final of generation, meaning they didn't add too much after them. It doesn't mean they were the end. Rashi says that clearly there in Tractate Baba Metzio. And then the same thing with Talmud. Ravina and Ravashi were the end of Talmud. Yeah, they were the end of the core Talmud. But there were definitely things that were added by the Rabbanan Savarai. The Ritva writes in the beginning of Kiddushin that the first page and a half of Kiddushin was added by the Rabbanan Savarai. You have throughout Shas, where Tosfa says that this is from Baal Ha'os Gadol, and that's from Baal Ha'os Gadol, that's Rav Yudaigon. In the beginning of Ksubos, you have two opinions of Tosfos. Every time we see Parech Rav Achai, is that Rav Achai the Amora, or is that Rav Achai Gaon? So you see, it didn't bother Rashi and Tosfos to say that the core Gemara was finalized in the days of Ravina and Ravashi, and then it evolved. There were additions that the rabbis added in the days of Rabban Savaroi through the Gaonim. So that's how I'm saying in general, you have that in the Mishnah, you have that in the Gemara, you have that in other Midrashim. It's logical, you should have that in Zohar as well. Say that.